Hello.
Hi, Carl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you. So, Carl, yes, are you ready now for our account review?
Yeah.
Okay, that's perfect. So first, of course, Carl, we want to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your premier marketing agency. So again, the purpose of our call today is that we are going to be checking on your account progress. And so what we will be covering today is that one, we'll check how your account is doing, the progress, the updates, and also the pending items that we need to do. Then we'll let you know what we have completed so far for your campaign. And then we're also gonna do a walkthrough on your client dashboard and also talk about your website if you have like any questions about it. So
Okay.
right now, Carl, your account is only a few weeks old, but our team has already hit the ground running. So far, this is what we have completed for you. First is that your Facebook ads is already the Facebook ads that we needed to go ahead and get access to your Facebook page. So have you had the chance to go ahead and check on the email that we sent for you to add us on Facebook?
I have not had a chance to look at that yet. I've been kind of busy, and then I also have a sick kid at the moment, so he's got a doctor's appointment this morning that he's gonna have to go to. That is something I can take a look at today.
Yeah, no problem. I can actually walk you through. Is this can we go ahead and do it now while I have you on the phone?
Sure. Let me.
Okay. All right. So I
Get to
went
my
ahead and
computer.
sent him. Okay. So yes, I also sent an email just now. It should arrive soon. So this will have the instructions on how you can go ahead and add us to the Facebook page. And also, while you're doing that, may I ask, are you the one who created the page?
The Facebook page, yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So yes, with our process, only actually the account owner can go ahead and add us to the Facebook page. So to the person who created it, so he is the only person can add us.
Yeah, I was just waiting for my email to load up.
No problem.
Hopefully I remember my password for Facebook.
Yes, it will actually require you to go inside.
All right, I just got to check an email for code. So I got it to the point where I'm signed in, and now it's at doing like the advanced permissions, show a list of pages you manage account settings, webbooks, and access. How do I change it from my personal Facebook page to my business's Facebook page?
Okay. So the Facebook page is actually connected to the personal account. So that is the reason why it is asking you to access the personal account first. Because that will then, after like you log in to Facebook, it will then ask you on this number 2, which is to select account or select pages. Now, when you drop down, click the drop down, does it show you the page or not?
Okay, solid edge. Okay, so okay. So, and then confirm access.
Yes, yes. You just on the pages, you just have to select the page, because sometimes there are different pages like personal account managers. So select the one for your business, and then yes, confirm access.
Okay.
Okay. Let me check. I think you've done it right. Let's see.
So there's it's just the last thing. It says it's connected.
Yes. Thank you so much. You've done it right.
Okay.
I just saw it that you just added SS Manager. Thank you so much. Okay, so we are done with the Facebook page. So I'm going to submit this one right away to our team so they can start the optimization of first your Facebook page, and then we'll start running the ads.
Okay.
All right. Now, next is that I see here that your Google listing is still not verified. So it still needs
I just have to do the video verification, I believe. And so I was going to hopefully try to get some time to get that done this week before I get kind of busy. this upcoming week. I got a job scheduled for next Monday, and then I've got my Facebook business page, I have had two people that have asked for estimates this week. So I will try to get the Google verification, that video verification done. I know that it was asked something about, like, it needed video of, like, I watched some YouTube thing on it, so I might have to do that again. And if I go over here...
Okay, that is great. What I'm going to do is that I'm going to go ahead and send you an email again. I'll just
okay.
The instructions on how you can do the video verification. So you will have your reference as well. So it's
okay.
Say, urgent, Carl, start a Google video verification. Okay, let me send it to you. Now, our team will continue to go ahead and follow up with you in regards to this, because we really wanted to make sure that the Google verify, the Google business profile is actually verified, because that's the only way once you get it verified, it's by then that your customers can go ahead and see you on Google, so they can see your profile, and then also we can go ahead and work on your ranking and visibility.
Okay.
Thanks. Perfect. And then, when would you like us to follow up with you with the completion of the Google, the verification of the Google listing?
Next week, probably next Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
Would be fine.
Okay, let me note it very quick. Tuesday, that's about, the 14th, okay.
The 14th,
yes. All right. So I'll follow up with you on the 14th. If I see that it's still not verified, I'm going to go ahead and call you, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, so next is, since we've done it already, so let me just check your Facebook ads. We're also done on that. Okay, next, let's go ahead and go to your client dashboard. So have you had the chance to check on your local splash dashboard?
I have not in a little while.
No problem. Let me resend to your login credentials, and then I'm going to give you a quick walkthrough in that one, especially in collection of reviews. So we have a simplified process wherein where you can collect your reviews. Now, this is very important, and we really wanted to make sure that you start collecting reviews. So this will actually take effect as soon as you have the Google listing verified. So that's the time you can go ahead and start collecting reviews. That's very important to have reviews, especially the 5-star ones, because that will really help you with the visibility and ranking. While we work on strategies on our back end, Google will actually check on your reviews, depending how many reviews you have. Also, the good reviews, because that will help, that will really help in getting you ranked. So Google really likes to go ahead and suggest businesses that has very good reviews. So let's go ahead and start collecting that one as soon as the Google Google business profile is verified. And then I'm going to teach you where to do it on the dashboard as well.
Okay, I am getting logged into that.
Okay, let me know once you are logged in.
All right, I am logged into that.
Oh, perfect.
Dashboard.
All right, that's great. So Currently, you are now looking at your homepage of your client dashboard. So you will actually see some high-level insights on your active campaigns and any leads that you will actually receive. So depending on the products that you currently have. So you will also see a preview of your business information, like the logo, and then below that one, your business information, and then also the website that we are like managing for you. So there, you if you could check there on that area, you would see.
So I see like there's local leads, listings, Google ad clicks, reviews, Google profile actions, but I need to I need to do the verify for the reviews and the profile actions. I see promoted URL, business info. So if I click on the local leads or the listings, because it says there's three local leads and listings, or how do I look at those things? This section shows the number of leads you have collected from your personalized website, call tracking, and or paid programs. Click to see more details.
If you go ahead and click that one, this will have all the leads that have been collected from your call tracking and your website. So kindly click that one and you will see all the leads that were collected for you. So
okay.
You will see, so we have here Hill City, SD, then the phone number ending in 0925, and then 6225. So this, we have actually AI system which evaluates the call, like for example, or the text that was sent to you. So for example, it is someone that called you and inquired about the service that you provide, and then let's say you were able to schedule the call. So what happens is that AI will go ahead and automatically tag it as scheduled. So this will help you go ahead and understand that for this call, this is actually scheduled, but you can also change that one. So for example, if you click the Hill City SD, on the right side of it, you will see information. And then you see.
So yeah, I see like a notes amount, history, a phone call thing, call duration was 1,424 seconds, like 23 minute call or whatever.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it. Could you kind of repeat that once again, please?
So with the, for that Hill City one, it gives me on the, so what I'm looking at on my dashboard is to the left of the screen, it shows like lead, it shows all calls, SMS, website, Facebook ads, Google verified. In the middle, it shows like the Hill City and the other phone numbers. And then on the very right, it, if I click on the specific phone number or whatever, it gives me like a breakdown of like there's an area where I could add notes or add an amount for something, and then it gives a call duration time. Mm-hmm. And
yes,
then does
and
that
then,
actually allow me to play back the call?
Yes, that's correct. So what that's one of the features of the call tracking. This allows you to go ahead and listen again to the conversation or to the call.
Okay.
Yeah, so once you have, since we started, I mean, once we have the Facebook ads campaign start, you will actually see more here because Facebook ads will start generating leads. And then also, once the Google business thing is also verified, there will be more information or more leads that will show here.
Okay.
All right. Now, please know you can also block some calls. For example, you're getting, because your call tracking features already filters out majority of the spam calls. But
right.
Please know there will be little calls that will go ahead and push through. Now, for example, if a number keeps calling you and they wanted to block them, so let's say, for example, the Hill City, if you notice there's like three dots on the upper, on the right side of it, if you click that one, this allows you to go ahead and spam, mark it spam, or block the listing, or the or caller. All right. And then next to this one, if you can go back to home very quick, I'll just show you there, because we have a website that we have created for you, right? So
right. I have looked at that. How do I get to the home button?
So the top of the page, you will have home, leads, website, listings, so there's home. You can click that one.
Yeah. Yep, so I have looked at my website, and there's a few pictures on there that I was wondering if we could maybe change them for something else. Because there is just, you can kind of tell they're AI pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like wondering if I could just get those changed. So it's in like the featured services, like when you're directly on the home page. Like for the drywall install and repair, if we could maybe put a picture of one of my drywall pictures on there. And then yeah, if we could, like, for, the carpentry service, the drywall install and repair, and the deck services, I think I've uploaded quite a few pictures, I think, to the Google. Or is there any way that I can edit this website?
Yes, you can. So if you go back to home section, let's go back to home, and then do you see where it says website editor just below the URL?
So if I go to the website, I love you, buddy. You're going to go to the doctor's, okay?
Bye.
Bye. I'll see you later. So if I, on the local splash, hub thing, if I click on the website, so is it the promoted, if I scroll down, it's under the Google Ads, it's the promoted URL, and there's a button that says website editor.
Yeah.
Is that the button you're talking about?
Yes, that is correct. So if you click this one, this allows you to go ahead and edit the website. Now, I will go ahead and text you our tutorial. So it's called My Site Tutorial. This will give you information on how you can go ahead, or a tutorial on how you can go ahead and make edits on the website.
Okay.
Yes, I just texted it to you, so you should be getting it anytime soon. And then also, for you to be able to review on the photos that we have, that you have provided to us, because I see here that, yes, we actually receive some photos from you, and you can add more photos.
Yes.
If you go back to where it says, like, home, leads, website, listing, Google Insight, at the very last, which is business information. And then scroll to the bottom, you should be able to see the pictures that we have available for you.
On that business info?
Yes, on the business info.
Okay.
So I see here, we actually have some drywall pictures here.
And I can add some photos, business photos. And I could definitely, add some more business photos. So, do I have to drag and drop, or can I, click select? Okay. I am not very technologically inclined sometimes. So,
no problem.
I'm definitely better with my hands and working with tools. So.
If you have like any questions on the dashboard, please feel free to contact us. We'll be very happy to go ahead and help you through. All right. And then, so that's the section where you can actually upload your photos. And then I would suggest uploading the photos here and then before you actually make edits on the website so that you can go ahead and use the photos that we already have here in the back. And now please know whatever photos that's actually here will be synced to your Google Business profile. Once it's verified, all the information, if you upload photos here, it automatically syncs on your other listings as well. So I highly suggest that you do the upload here so all listings are updated as well. Like, for example, the Facebook, they get fresh photos as well each time you upload the photos here.
Okay.
All right. And then next here, going back on the selections that we have on top, so we have home, lease, website listings. So we also have Google Insights. This allows you to go ahead and check the your Google business profile's activity. So this will tell you like how many people actually visited to your page, to your listing, how many went to your website, check on your location. So you will have information here once the Google business profile is already verified. And then next is ads campaign. So the ads campaign allows you to go ahead and check, manage, and see overall performance of your ads campaign. So currently, we do have Facebook ads for you, but if you are interested to go ahead and, let's say, try the other ads campaign, let's say the Google Verified or the Google Ads, you may go ahead and visit this section, or you can go ahead and call us, let us know if you wanted to start Google Ads campaign or Google Verified campaign. So I believe this were actually informed to you or they tell you like how this campaign works, right? On the when they did the initial call.
Yeah. It was like $199 for the Google profile or the Google business stuff. It was like another $100 to do all with the Facebook ads and then the website and everything like that. So I think I'm paying like $299 or $300 a month for everything. Is what happened when it all got set up. And then I know a lady I talked to is Nadine. Initially, and she was saying that it was like there's a 3-month verbal contract, just basically like, oh, well, I'll give you guys a shot for 3 months. If I do get, you know, everything, like if it does prove more beneficial for my business, I'll probably end up staying with you guys. If it doesn't, I think she said something about I should be able to buy the domain and my website from you guys, because I know technically you own it through what I'm paying. But if I do decide that I leave and not use the local splash services anymore, I do have the option to buy that domain.
Yes, that is actually right. If ever you decide to go ahead and, let's say, cancel, if you're not happy with the services, you can go ahead and buy the domain from us. Just Carl, have you considered about doing some ads campaign? Let's say, for example, the Google Verified or the Google Ads campaign, because that would really help you gain visibility, especially that your Google listing is actually new. So once that gets verified, it won't rank away. It won't rank right away because it's a new profile. And then but that's what we're going to do. We will go ahead and build your ranking, your visibility, so that customers can go ahead and see you. But what the ads campaign does is that while we're working on your visibility and ranking on the map section, the ads will actually put you on the top of the search page. Like, for example, when they go ahead and search for handyman, or let's just say you're doing plumbing. So clients will go ahead and search for plumbing services. And even if you're not ranking well yet on the map section because the profile is new and we're still working on it, the ads campaign will actually put you on the top of the page. So this allows clients or customers to go ahead and see you. And then that gives you a very good advantage already being seen on the top of the search page. So that's okay. What ads campaign does. So that would really help you generate leads and get visibility while we work on your account on the map section.
There's no extra charge for that, is there?
Oh, there is. Yes, for Google Verified campaign, that is a pay-per-lead campaign. So you get to pay per lead on that one. Now, that's actually the most premier ad campaign that Google runs. So if you'd like to get more information about it, I can definitely transfer you over to our special team because it's actually a premier one. So we have a dedicated people who will be like handling the, for example, if you wanted to know more information about Google Verified, so they will be the one who will discuss that one to you.
I probably won't do that at this time. I don't want to end up spending more money than what I am currently bringing in. So I don't want to be upside down.
No problem. Whenever you're ready, just feel free to go ahead and contact us here so we can help work on your, and assist you in getting the ads campaign get started, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So next is that going back to our, so basically, for example, once the ads the Facebook ads campaign starts, after it has started, you notice right now it's still showing as inactive because we just got added to your listing. But as soon as we start the ads campaign, you will see information here. So this will give you control. It allows you to go ahead and, like, for example, pause the ad, reactivate it again, and if you wanted to add more budget to it, on the drop-down on ads campaign, just go ahead and click Facebook ads, and then it will go ahead and give you more information how your ads campaign, and you can also add budget to it as well.
Okay.
All right. And then next is, remember what I told you before about the reviews? So next to ads campaign is reviews. If you could go ahead and please click that one. Now, currently, there will be no information at the moment. It's because it's connected to your Google Business Profile. So once the profile is verified, you will then see more information here at the review section. So here, let's say, for example, the Google Business Profile is already verified. There will be an option here to go ahead and collect reviews. So there should be a button available soon. And it will say request review. So this will then allow you to go ahead and request review. Just go ahead and click that button, enter your customer's name and phone number, and then hit send. They will actually receive a text with a link, and that link takes them directly to your Google listing. So this simplifies the process of collecting reviews, and then it makes sure that...
So I don't see that button. Like a button to do a collect review.
Yeah.
I just see total reviews, average reviews, and then there's a reviews with the newest first, just to, I guess, like, look at what the reviews are.
So, yes, that is actually correct. So what happens is that because the Google Business Profile is not yet verified, so that's the reason why you're not seeing the request review button yet. So once the Google listing is verified, the request review button will be then available because they are actually connected.
Okay.
For example, once you finish the verification of the Google listing and you have questions here in the review section, please feel free to call us here so we can walk you through again.
Okay.
All right. And then next would be, like I've mentioned, the business information. So this actually gives all the information about the business. Now, there will be information like, for example, your phone number, that 2473. This is not visible to your customers. So this is basically all the information that we have for you. Now, some of the information here can be edited. Like, for example, you wanted to change the keywords. You can go ahead and do that. Let's say you wanted to switch focus and you don't want to be shown as handyman services. Let's just say, for example, and you wanted, let's say, to focus in painting services, so you can actually edit this one. And then, yeah, if you notice, there will be like a pencil icon on the right side of every information. So that means those information can be edited. And then you can change your target locations as well. You can go ahead and add more or remove some, and also add photos. And then at the bottom of the business information, you will see there that you are able to submit documents as well. So we highly suggest submitting documents, because, for example, sometimes a listing or a profile or business profile can be suspended for some reasons, and then we will be the one to work on the reinstatement on that one. So once we have the documents, it's easier for us to go ahead and proceed with the reinstatement, because we have proof to Google that we can show them about your business. So once you have time, please upload as, like, for example, if you have license or insurance or certificate of insurance, you can go ahead and upload it here.
Okay.
All right. So I think that sums up our review. Oh, just a quick reminder, because you will be getting more online presence. And that means you will be receiving a lot of calls. So these are different types of calls. It could be service requests, calls from your competitors, along with many others. So please note that any solicitor call or text message from companies that will be claiming from Google, or let's say companies like Townsquare and OliOli, and requesting extra money to go ahead and verify or complete your Google business profile. So please know these are actually scam calls, and you just have to go ahead and hang up immediately. So if you have any questions and you know, any concern about your listing, please do not hesitate to call us so we can go ahead and review it together. All right?
Okay.
And then lastly, we also want to remind you that we do have what we call incentives program. So when you actually refer businesses to us, maybe you know someone who would actually benefit our service, you can actually get a free month from that, from your local SEO. So this does not include ads like Facebook ads, which you currently have, but only local SEO services. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email. So this will actually give you more information about how our referral program actually works, so you can go ahead and suggest or let us know if you have friends that needed our service. And then lastly, yeah, I think that would be, do you have like any questions for me?
I do not.
Okay. That's good to hear. Now, again, please look out for emails and text messages with the updates from Local Splash. We'll go ahead and continue to optimize your campaigns and, of course, get you more leads. Now, please make sure to check your dashboard. There are a lot of resources there for you. And if ever you have questions or any concerns or you wanted clarification, please do not hesitate to call me at or call us at 877-635-6225. And you can also send us an email, send us a chat, or send us a text message. All right?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So, again, Carl, we wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your marketing agency or marketing company. We'll sure to go ahead and continue to optimize your account. And thank you so much for your time.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Please enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
You as well.
Thank you, Carl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.